All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we are diving deep into Prima Nocta.
Ooh, I'm excited for this one.
This book, it's a love story.
It is, but with a twist.
Yeah, we're not talking your average romance here.
Not even close. Think fated mates, but across multiple lifetimes.
Exactly. And get this, it's not just romance. It's a wild mix of genres.
Pratt blends historical fiction, erotica.
Even a touch of sci-fi.
You're going to be surprised.
Big time. Okay, so the structure of this book, at first...
it's kind of deceptive.
Yeah, you think it's just a collection of short stories, right?
Right.
Each one in a totally different time period.
These different characters.
Like you've got a witch in 18th century France, then there's a World War II pilot.
Even a couple who meets through an online escort service in the 21st century.
Talk about a whirlwind.
But here's where Pratt's genius comes in.
Tell me.
These stories, they're not standalone at all.
No.
As you read, you start noticing these subtle connections, these threads that weave everything together.
Ooh, like what kind of threads?
Well, for example, there's this recurring motif of green eyes.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
Right. You can't miss it.
And it's always women with green eyes who catch the male protagonist's attention, Dominique.
Those green eyes, they symbolize something deeper.
Like what?
It's the connection between Dominique and his fated mate, Leonid.
Ah, I see.
It's like their souls recognize each other across all these lifetimes.
And those green eyes are the sign.
Exactly. It's a visual representation of their bond.
That transcends time.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff.
And speaking of powerful, we got to talk about the more intimate side of their connection.
Ah, yes.
This book definitely doesn't shy away from the erotic.
Not at all.
Which I know can be a little controversial for some readers.
Sure.
But honestly, I think Pratt handles it so well.
Oh, absolutely. It's not gratuitous.
No.
It's essential to the story, to the whole idea of these soulmates finding each other again and again.
It's like a physical manifestation of that deep soul connection.
That's a great way to put it.
There's this one scene that really stood out to me.
Which one?
Where Dominique meets Leonid in 18th century France.
Oh, I remember that one.
He's exhausted. He's seeking shelter. And he sees this old woman through a window.
Right.
But then, when he goes inside the cottage, it's a beautiful young woman, Leonet.
It's like he's seeing both her physical form and her timeless soul.
It gave me chills.
Yeah, it's a powerful image.
It really makes you think about what draws us to another person.
Is it just physical, or is there something more, something deeper?
Something that recognizes a kindred spirit.
Exactly. And speaking of layers, let's talk about another couple.
Okay.
Dallas and Liv.
Ooh, yeah, there's something else.
Quite a contrast from Dominique and Leonie.
Right. I mean, they meet in the 21st century through an online escort service.
Talk about a modern twist on the soulmate concept.
It's so unexpected.
But it works.
It totally does.
It makes you think about the complexities of modern relationships.
How even in a fast-paced digital world,
people are still searching for that genuine connection.
For that soulmate, even in the most unlikely places.
It's almost like Pratt's asking, can soulmates find each other anywhere, no matter the circumstances?
Now that's a question I want to ponder.
And there's another couple, Lolly and Daphne.
Ooh, tell me about them.
Two women who fall in love in the midst of the 1920s speakeasy scene.
Wow, what a setting.
It's glamorous, it's dangerous.
And their story, it really challenges societal norms.
For sure. Pratt celebrates love in all its forms.
And it's not just about romance, is it?
No, it's about finding that deep connection, that sense of belonging.
Like finding your tribe.
Exactly. And Prima Nocta does such an amazing job of showing us all these different facets of connection.
Across time, across cultures, across different ways of experiencing love.
It's a tapestry of human experience.
And we're just getting started.
Oh yeah, there's so much more to unpack.
So much more to explore in this incredible book.
Absolutely. And we haven't even touched on that mind-blowing ending yet.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to dive into that.
Where the sci-fi element really takes center stage.
It's gonna be epic.
Get ready for some serious mind-bending concepts. Welcome back.
Okay, so we left off.
With that cliffhanger.
About Lyria.
That scientist.
Who makes this huge discovery.
That totally changes everything.
Yeah, she basically proves.
That reincarnation.
Is real.
Not just a spiritual belief.
But a scientific fact.
I am still trying to wrap my head around that.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
So before we get into the details.
Sure.
I gotta ask, were you surprised by the sci-fi element?
Honestly, not really.
You weren't.
It felt like the whole book was building towards it.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like all those stories about soulmates.
The longing, the recognition.
It all pointed to something bigger.
And then bam. quantum physics.
Exactly. But it doesn't feel out of place.
No, it feels like the natural conclusion.
It's like Pratt saying, look, this is how it all works.
This is the science behind soulmates.
And that's where Prima Nocta goes from a love story to something much deeper.
To a whole exploration of consciousness.
Oh, it's a very fabric of existence.
All right.
All right, so let's break down Lyria's discovery.
Okay, so she's working in the quantum realm.
With subatomic particles.
The stuff that makes up everything.
And these particles...
They behave in strange ways.
Like they don't follow the normal laws of physics.
Right. And Lyria, she starts to notice these patterns.
In the way they interact.
Like echoes of events.
That have already happened.
And events that are yet to happen.
Whoa, that's trippy.
It's like ripples in a pond, but the ripples are traveling through time.
Backwards and forwards.
Mind-bending stuff.
And Lyria realizes these patterns...
They're not random.
There's a connection.
Consciousness.
So it's not just particles interacting.
It's souls interacting across time.
Whoa, I know, right?
So she basically discovers
that our souls leave an imprint.
Like a fingerprint.
But on the quantum field.
On the very fabric of reality.
Yeah, pretty amazing, huh?
So then she develops this technology
that lets her see these interactions.
Like threads connecting us all.
Threads that weave through time and space. So she can literally see the tapestry of human existence.
That's exactly what she can do.
That's both beautiful and terrifying.
It is, isn't it?
Imagine having that knowledge.
Knowing how we're all connected.
It would change everything.
Our understanding of love, of loss, of fate.
Even free will.
Everything we thought we knew.
But Lyria, she's a scientist.
She doesn't shy away from the challenge.
She dives right in.
Starts analyzing the data.
Trying to make sense of it all.
And that's when she notices something incredible.
What's that?
Certain threads.
Keep intersecting.
Weaving together across multiple lifetimes.
Like they're drawn to each other?
It defies the odds of random chance.
Like Dominique and Leonid.
Exactly. Their threads keep intertwining.
Life after life.
And it's not just them.
She sees it with other couples too.
The ones we've been talking about.
So she's proving.
Scientifically proving.
The existence of soulmates.
And not just soulmates.
She sees a bigger picture.
A grand tapestry of interconnectedness.
We're all connected.
In ways we can't even comprehend.
It's like if we could see those threads.
What would we learn about ourselves?
About the people in our lives.
About the nature of reality itself.
It makes you think.
It really does.
And then Lyria's own story takes a turn.
Oh, yeah.
She discovers that she's part of this tapestry too.
She's not just an observer.
She's a participant.
She has her own thread.
And it leads her.
To another scientist named Darius.
And their meeting.
It's electric.
Just like all the other couple.
That instant spark.
That sense of recognition.
Like they found a missing piece of themselves.
It's like Pratt saying, you can't escape fate.
Even if you're the one who discovers its secrets.
Even if you understand the science behind it.
The pull of a soulmate is undeniable.
I love that.
It's such a powerful message.
And the fact that Darius is also a scientist.
It adds another layer to the story.
It's like their love story is intertwined with the advancement of knowledge.
With pushing the boundaries of what we understand.
About the universe.
About ourselves.
And you know what?
What?
It makes me think about all the other couples.
Yeah.
And the challenges they face.
They were all so different.
But there was that common thread.
That longing for connection.
Whether it was Dominique and Leonid in 18th century France.
Or Dallas and Live in the Modern World.
Or even Danji and Ieyasu in 17th century Japan.
A geisha and a daimyo.
Forbidden love.
But their souls recognized each other.
Just like Dominique and Leonid.
Like a mirror image.
Across time and cultures.
That same yearning.
That same undeniable pull.
All right, we're back and ready to wrap up our exploration of Prima Nocta.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
I know, right? There's so much to unpack in this book.
So many layers, so many thought-provoking ideas.
It's definitely one that stays with you long after you finish it.
One thing that really struck me is how each couple faces unique challenges.
Yeah, reflecting the different time periods and social norms they live in.
But there's that common thread running through all their stories.
That deep, undeniable longing for connection.
Like it's a universal human experience.
Absolutely. We all crave that sense of belonging, of being seen and understood.
And Pratt shows us that it's not just about romantic love. It can be any kind of connection.
Like the bond between Lolly and Daphne in the 1920s speakeasy scene.
Yeah, they find solace and strength in each other despite the challenges they face.
It's a powerful reminder that real connection isn't about perfection. It's about authenticity.
Finding those people who make you feel whole, even if they don't fit into society's neat little boxes.
And their story, it's especially relevant today when we're constantly bombarded with images of
perfect relationships.
Prima Nocta throws those expectations out the window and celebrates love in all its messy, complicated glory.
And let's not forget about Lyria and Darius, our scientist couple.
Oh, they're fascinating.
Their story raises some really interesting questions about the role of technology in our lives.
Like, even if we could map out the threads of our souls and find our perfect match based on some algorithm,
would it really guarantee happiness?
Would we lose that sense of mystery, that thrill of discovering someone special on our own?
It's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Ken Pratt doesn't shy away from those questions. She really makes you think.
That's what I love about this book. It's not just entertaining, it's thought-provoking.
It challenges our beliefs, it stirs our emotions, and it leaves us pondering the big questions about life, love, and the nature of reality.
I think ultimately, Prima Nocta is a celebration of human connection in all its forms.
From the passionate embraces of lovers reunited across lifetimes.
To the quiet companionship of kindred spirits who find solace in each other's presence.
It's a story that reminds us that love, in all its complexities and contradictions, is a force that shapes our lives.
That drives us, that makes us who we are.
And it leaves you with a sense of hope. A belief that even in a world that can feel chaotic and disconnected,
there's still a possibility for profound and lasting connection.
So if you're looking for a book that will stay with you long after you finish the last page,
a book that will challenge your beliefs, stir your emotions, and leave you pondering the mysteries of the universe,
then I highly recommend diving into Prima Nocta.
You won't regret it.
And that concludes our deep dive into this captivating and thought-provoking novel.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep seeking those connections that make life truly extraordinary.